Thursday, August the 7th, and welcome to the Beer Crate, being hosted this week at the Great British Beer Festival.
This time on the Beer Crate, we have three special reports, all from the GBBF at Earls Court. First up is a review of the history of the festival, followed by a rundown of this year's winners in the Cambridge Champion Beer of Britain Award. And finally, we look at the other non-beer activities of the festival. So let's get cracking.
The Great British Beer Festival, or GBBF, started in 1977 when it was hosted at the Alexandra Palace. It stayed here until 1980, when it was hosted in tents outside the palace since the interior had been burnt down. From here it moved to Leeds and to Brighton and Birmingham, until finally settling in London, in Docklands, in Olympia, and now at Earls Court, where it has been since 2006. Each year the festival grows, and it shows no signs of slowing down. Last year, 340,000 pints of beer were ordered, and 125 pints were drunk every single minute. The festival is organised by Canva, but it's also run by the thousands of volunteers around me, which are working for free for the benefit of some free beer and the joy of delivering pints to good customers like yourselves. The volunteers man regional bars around the arena, each one designated a geographic location, south of England, northwest of England, and so on. There is also a cider and perry bar, as well as mead and the usual array of food, such as pork scratchings, burgers, and chips. Supplementing these are the brewery-owned stands, such as Fuller's, who turn up every year to ply their trade for the rest and the good of mankind.
On Tuesday, the winners of the Canberra Champion Beer of Britain were announced. The overall winners were Alton's Pride by the Triple S Brewery from Hampshire, gaining gold; Black Dog Freddy, the Champion Mild from Bexton's, won silver, but the bronze going to Whitwell Station Porter. There were also winners in the various individual categories. The gold award in the Canberra Bottled Condition Beer set was won by Dorothy Goodbody's Wholesome Stout. This is the Wye Valley beer that won our Try Before You Die award last year, back in episode 13. It was a good festival for the Wales-based Otley Brewing Company, as their O Garden won gold in the speciality beer category, and their O1 topped the pack in the golden ale category. Tasting notes for the O Garden can be found in episode 19. There are three bitter categories: standard, best, and strong. The best bitter category was won by Skinners with their Betty Stokes, and the strong by Jaipur API by Thornbridge. The bitter category itself was won by the overall winner, Alton's Pride. Games have been a staple of social gatherings for many years, and is one of the elements that is recreated here at the festival, built as it is the largest pub in Europe. Vorspiel, Skittles, and Shut the Box are just some of the games on offer. There are also various food stands, mostly meat-based, along with drinks such as mead, cider, perry, as well as bands, tombolas, and all designed to distract you from the main task of drinking beer.